And Juanita Ingram used to live in Indiana. She now lives in Taiwan. They're on the other side of the curve where things are reopening in a big way. And we've always appreciated you checking in with us from the very beginning, Juanita. And thank you for doing it again. Mm-hmm. I know it's what time there right now?
Yeah, it's a little after 3 a.m. here, but thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought it was midnight, and I'm like, oh, gosh, that's bad enough. It's 3. Yeah. But I really appreciate you calling in today. Look, we're all trying to wonder what life is going to look like, how things will be. And in the past, you've shared things about, like, temperature checks are pretty normal now and things like that. Tell us what you're seeing as someone, you know, who used to live in the Midwest, and now you're figuring out life on the other side of the curve.
Sure, absolutely. And it is still more of the same, but certainly we are in the place of being in a new norm. And my kids have gone back to school, and I think when the kids go back, if there's some resemblance of routine, and nothing is ever exactly the same. So there are still a lot of temperature checks. It is actually mandatory here with a penalty of fines that you have to wear a mask at all times in public now. So before it was just recommended, maybe, you know, we do it every so often, but now it is absolutely mandatory, including on public transportation. They're taking temperatures as a requirement to get onto the subway, still taking temperatures in every building, absolutely required to wear mask, required to stay 6 feet away. And so even with, like, in my children's school, I heard you talk about earlier the long cardboard, they're not quite doing that. My kids are in the fifth and seventh grade, but they are, for example, because they're in an international school, and they reconfigured the lunchroom. So, you know, there's no talking to your neighbor during lunchtime because your mask is off while you have to eat, and they have to sit 6 feet apart, which means they had to utilize other parts of the school and reconfigure classrooms so that there's true social distancing there. We are taking lunches, and the cafeteria hasn't opened yet still for hot lunches. And so, you know, they're doing everything that they possibly can to make sure the kids are safe. All businesses now are required to accommodate 6 feet of distance in the social distancing. And if they cannot, they have closed for the time being. And so, you know, these rules are also in place with a penalty of a financial penalty. So if I step outside and I'll get on the subway without a mask on, I'm subject to $3,000 penalty.
Whoa.
Individually. Whoa. As a person. Yeah. So, you know, there's your emphasis of compliance and how important it is. Even in the grocery store, I went to Costco yesterday. And, you know, everything's taped off where you have to stand to wait in line. That creates 6 feet behind the next person. So it becomes, and there's a person walking around with a sign written in Mandarin, but thankfully subtext within English, emphasizing, you know, there's a 6 feet requirement. Please stay 6 feet away from the person in front of you. And that includes while you're standing over looking into the, you know, the freezer for fish and chicken, you have to stand 6 feet away and someone else has to wait. So it becomes a bit of the norm now to see everybody wearing masks. You know, I post a lot on social media just to give people a glimpse of what that looks like and what the norm is. I don't think in the Asian countries, there's always been, you know, some people that wore masks because they were sick or it wasn't so much of a foreign concept. It is different to see everyone wear a mask, and it's absolutely a requirement. If I step outside my door, I must have on a mask. And so, you know, even the kids at school riding on the bus, they used to do it before we were sort of coming out of onto the new norm. And now from the bus to the classroom to the playground, my son plays basketball at recess in a mask. You know, so it is one of the things where there's a lot of safeguards in place. A lot of the public areas, public parks, have occupancy requirements to reduce the number of people that they're allowing into these heavily populated or heavily visited, I should say, area like your public parks or even amusement areas, 50% occupancy requirements. And so, you know, they have to limit the number of people that can go into a park and go on a hike. And some places are 60% occupancy. And these are requirements. These are, you know, followed by heavy penalty and fine. And so a lot of adjustments that businesses have to make. Everyone from Starbucks, you know, to your local restaurant. My husband and I last week went out on a double date. And it was interesting that we were at this long table. We were set, you know, a few tables away from other people. And even though it was a couple's date and the double date, we were all 6 feet apart from one another. Even my husband and I were 6 feet apart from each other.
Even you and your husband from the same household?
Yes, yes, because they don't know who is in the same household. What they're required to do is to sit customers 6 feet apart. Now, this restaurant was extremely compliant. I have seen other restaurants where if it's two people that enter together, they can sit with each other, but they just can't sit with another person. But this restaurant was just, I guess they didn't want to face any kind of penalty possibilities whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it made for an interesting night. And
were you shouting in order to hear each other? How does that work?
Made for a loud night. You know, I'm an attorney, so my voice tends to carry. I'm used to projecting my voice. I usually don't project on my husband, though, so it's a little bit too. He may differ. You know, he would probably differ with that. But
he's probably like, why are you shouting?
Right. Why are you yelling? And it's just kind of the norm. But you sort of get used to speaking up and out also because, you know, until your food arrives, you're speaking through a mask. You know, in order to get into the door, they checked our temperature. We had on masks. And so it's just one of the things that you get used to as part of the new norm and what people are trying to do in order for the curve to stay flat. You know, we celebrated fourth day in Taiwan of zero new cases. So it's certainly a situation where we are on the other side of flattening the curve. Not that there, you know, couldn't be one or two cases. We've had a lot of imported cases is what they're calling them. Not a lot of cases where it's spread actually to people residing on the island, but more so people coming in from the U.S., from Europe, from different places. So, you know, what was done early on, the last time I was on, you know, it does work. And on the other side of that, it's just this new time frame of precaution. Don't know how long we will have to proceed with these requirements, but we do know that that's what's in place right now.
You know, just so many questions for you, Juanita, and I hope that you'll check in with us again. We'll have to tape it next time because I feel so bad that it's 3 a.m. But I do want to ask you, we're seeing a lot of plexiglass go up here in the grocery stores and the essential stores. I'm wondering, are you seeing that too? Is it in places that we wouldn't expect here? Are you seeing a lot of plexiglass go up in the restaurants or anything like that?
Yes, so there are separators. I was in Starbucks here the other day, and they have that on their tables. So, you know, where you would normally have like a long table of six in Starbucks, these long tables that you could sit at. But there's now usually only four people at a table, sometimes less than that, and plexiglass is up. There was also plexiglass up when I checked out at Costco. There's plexiglass up in front of the cashier, sort of to shield her from the people that were standing. You know, if you're standing there on the other side waiting to pay or she's checking you out, there was plexiglass surrounding her sort of as a shield to keep the social distancing in place, in addition to there being taped off sections just to make sure you know where to stand, that's 6 feet behind the buggy of the person in front of you. And the lines are a lot longer. But then at the same time, there's a certain number of people that they're letting in at a time. And oddly enough, there's a lot of compliance. You know, there's not a lot of pushback. There's not a lot of questioning. So, like I said, some of the busier places, like down in South Taiwan, where there's a lot of beaches, a lot of places where people go for vacation, these places are you know, have reduced occupancy in terms of what they're allowed, the number of people that they're allowed to have, the number of guests that they're allowed to have. Yeah. And we still have a travel ban in place in the sense that with our schools in particular, we're not allowed to leave the island. So there's no spring break. There's no going on vacation. There's no travel, even though some airlines are still opening back up. We're not really allowed to leave. There's such a heavy penalty if you do leave and re-enter Taiwan right now. If you re-enter the country, you're subject to a 14-day quarantine, not in your home, but a separate quarantine in a facility that they have set aside for people who are, you know, quarantining by the government. And it's not a bad physical accommodation from what we've seen on the news, but, you know, it's not something that you want to do either or be subject to.
Major fines, it sounds like. You don't want to risk any of that.
No.
Juanita, I love hearing from you, and thank you for staying up for us and checking in with us about
always.
What's happening there. Is it, I am JuanitaGraham.com? Ingram? Or
yes, I am JuanitaIngram.com.
Because I know you write about a lot of this stuff, and you have a book that's called All the Proceeds Go to Charity. It's Peace Over Panic, How to Get Through All of This, Navigate Through Chaos. And you write like you talk. You're very open about and descriptive about what you're going through there. And I know you have a very peaceful, hopeful message as well.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yep. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Juanita.